Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I didn't get suspended from the conference. I'm still at the conference. I'm going to be probably leaving. Conference still goes on a couple days. We're at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. But apparently the broadcast was better when we did it in the room on Friday as opposed to downstairs. Not better in terms of content, better in terms of technicality, all right? So our technical issues. So because of our technical issues, they seem to be better here. We're doing it here. You know, being in the media, it is with great power comes great responsibility. And so it is my duty to make sure you guys get the news. It is my duty to make sure that you get it as clear as possible. We do appreciate it when you do kind of have that flexibility when we go on the road and we try to have beautiful Tahoe in the background. So you're stuck with my hotel room. Hopefully you don't see any underwear or things like that. Toilet paper, you won't see any toilet paper because I just burned through that. So I don't usually like to open with stories like this, but this made a huge headline, and I do have some opinions on the matter. So when President Biden was, I think he had a, not so much a necessary press conference, but he met with the Competition Council and members of his cabinet Monday to talk about inflation and ways to lower prices. He had prepared remarks. And then members of the press start to shoot out questions. You know, Biden, remember, gave them a rare opportunity to be able to answer some questions off the cuff. And it was just amazing feed for media that, yeah, you know, they were like, okay, good. Looks like Biden's feeling up to it. He's spry. He wants to be able to answer questions. But apparently President Biden, you'd think after years of being in politics, would understand what a hot mic is and a not hot mic. So my mic, I know, was live. Every time I see a microphone, I expect it to be live. A lot of people look at equipment thinking, okay, it's just off until you see a green button. But for those of you with your telephone and Siri, you know, and you'll almost be like, hey, and then I don't want to say it because all of a sudden Siri pops up. So always assume anything electronic is listening. So when reporters started to kind of ask questions that he didn't like, he was like, that's a stupid question. Or he actually called one of the reporters a son of a blank. So following his prepared remarks, he took some questions. The first reporter asked about the administration's call with European leaders as tensions between Russia and Ukraine rise. He said, the only reason I don't like doing this is because you never report on why it's called a meeting. Because you never report on why I've called a meeting, and this is important. So he's getting frustrated that he's talking about inflation prices and the reporters are asking about a possible impending incursion, possible war, us getting drawn into maybe a possible World War III. So I see both sides. Biden wants to just allow reporters in to see the inflation, just have those, right, just have questions addressed to that. But there's, in addition to inflation, some even bigger fish to fry. So he goes, I had a very, very, very good meeting, total unanimity, can't pronounce that, with all the union leaders. We'll talk about it later. Thank you. And then you could see him a little frustrated. Then Peter Ducey from Fox News said, will you take questions on inflation then? Okay, so yeah, if this is kind of about inflation and Biden doesn't want to talk about foreign policy, Fox News is like, okay, well then great, can we talk about inflation? So Peter Ducey's question is, do you think inflation will be a political liability ahead of the midterms? And I think that's a fair question. But all the reporters were getting chewed out of the room. Biden thinks his mic is off, and he goes, that's a great asset, more inflation. What a stupid son of a witch. Anyway, so he said that to his cabinet, like, what a stupid question. So anyway, Ducey claimed that he later, I think, called him, texted him saying, look, you know, Oh, in fact, it's funny. Peter Ducey said nobody has fact checked him yet and said it's not true. Maybe he is a stupid. So that was pretty good. Power to him. But then Biden called to clear the air. Biden reportedly told Ducey that his comments were nothing personal. Well, it's hard to not be personal when you call a reporter a stupid son of a bank, and then encourage a Fox News reporter to continue asking about different topics than the rest of the press corps. So, when he lashed out on Jackie Heinrich from Fox News, when she asked, why are you waiting on Putin to make the first move, sir? And he said, what a stupid question. This is something that I think, we probably need to kind of reevaluate what's going on with media and politicians. Because on one end, when we have access to a president, it's pretty damn cool. In the older days, you just saw the leader. All you saw is the leader wave. You never got access. So our reporters are the liaison to get that one-on-one. Now, reporters have a couple roles. One is to get the news, but two is to also try to get the more interesting news because of advertisers, just the way we sadly have built media up. And so if Biden, let's say, wants to talk about his dogs, then if the reporters have access to him, they're going to want to ask about a possible, the impending conflict or Afghanistan or COVID or mandates or things like that. So that makes sense. On the flip side, you also have reporters do what they've done to Trump, what they've done to everybody, where they just vilify him and they misquote him. If the media and politicians can work together, and I know it's kind of difficult because you don't want the media to be there, the puppets of the politicians. We really need to have that checks and balances. But on the flip side, I am just seeing such a divide. I went to one of the Trump, as a reporter, I went to one of the Trump, not rallies, but question and answers. And, he goes, those guys are, and he said something and the whole crowd turned on. I was like, tense. I'm like, guys, I'm here neutral. I'm just trying to get the news. I'm not trying to be a bad guy to Trump. I'm not giving him any bad questions. All I'm doing is, covering this. And we don't want the media to be the enemy to politicians. But we also, politicians have to realize, they have to have transparency. They can't be, only talking about their dog if they want to, or talking about, something esoteric when we have bigger fish to fry. And also, from a politician standpoint, media, if media is thinking Biden is weak, Biden gets that opportunity to tell the media, I'm going to crush anybody who messes with our allies. So there is a win-win. It's just somebody's got to figure out how to get them all to work together. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Broadcasting live from Harris Hotel in Lake Tahoe. Actually, physically in my hotel, because for some reason, broadcast comes out sounding out better. Don't ask, but works out better than the conference room. Okay, so how many of you took the SAT? I took the SAT. I think I took the ACT. I took the PSAT. I was really, really college bound, and I was going to be the first person in my family to hopefully go and graduate through college and then hopefully help, you know, them financially and, you know, change the world. And so I studied my butt off. I didn't do any of the Princeton Review classes or any of those classes because I couldn't afford them. They were too expensive. And so when I took the SAT, the first time I took the SAT, I got a 1350. I decided to redo it because I thought I could do better. Next time I had to do the SAT, I remember I had my period that day, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to be horrible. I ended up getting a 1450 on my SAT, and I think 1600 was supposed to be the max. So 1450 bent, I think I got like a 780. I think I got almost near perfect on the math, and then, you know, you do the math for that. I can't do it right now. I always got a near perfect score. I don't feel like doing the math on what I got on my English side of things. And so there were two parts to it. I forget how many questions. I thought it was like a 4-hour test. Yeah, it was stressful, but I figured that was just part of the process. You know, in order to weed people out who aren't serious about certain degrees or certain, at the time we were told, in order, you know, if you're going to be serious, then you're going to study for it. You're going to do well on it. And it's a college entrance exam, meaning you really want to go to college. If you didn't do well on it, you still could go to college, you know, but maybe you're not as college bound. Maybe you need to look at trades. And that was the thinking in the 80s. I think I took mine in the 80s. Well, these college entrance exams have evolved. And so there's been a lot of debate on what exactly are we doing. Are we marginalizing people? Are we discriminating against people with these? You know, or are we using it as a tool to see who is college ready? Are we using it as a learning tool for high schools? If a bunch of people are having problems on a college entrance exam, maybe that school needs to reformat their curriculum. Maybe, you know, realign their curriculum. So, you know, we've been watching this evolution among schools on maybe we should get rid of the D's and the F's. In fact, some schools are doing that, saying you will not fail. You will not get a failing grade in our class. Some people think that is fantastic because it gives students hope. It doesn't marginalize them, doesn't call them a loser. Others think that's disastrous because in real life, you could fail. You could fail at a project, you could fail at a job, you could fail at a marriage, and then again that's debated. You know, well, did you fail or was it not, you know, meant to be? Well, if you're married to somebody, you cheated on them half a dozen times, you failed at, you know, being monogamous. Yes, you did fail at being monogamous. Relationship falls apart? Relationship falls apart. So going back to school, the whole purpose of school is to train our little ones for grown-upville. And so the SAT is just one of those rites of passage for those people that want to get into college. And so I've always thought that the SAT was hard, but it's hard for a reason. Because they want to, there's some people where, man, they're 7 grades ahead. And then there's a lot that are at the average, and then you have some that, you know, might fall behind the curve. You could identify who's falling behind the curve. In fact, even if we do have demographics, we could see, well, you know, women don't seem to do as well as this. African Americans may not do as well as Latinos, as well as Caucasians, or African Americans may do better in these types of questions than we see with Asians or Caucasians or Latino. So I get that there's a really, really good lot of data. So there's been calls for the SAT to go away. It's not going away. But what they are doing is they're going to make it easier. They're going to allow calculators. They're going to make it shorter. No more number two pencil. You know how you used to have a number two pencil and then you could chew on it and then you could break it and then you can, no more number two pencil. It's going to be digital. So we're being told that starting 2024, they're going to knock an hour off of the SAT. And according to Priscilla Rodriguez, Vice President of College Readiness Assessment at College Board, according to CNN, the digital SAT will be easier to take, easier to give, and more relevant. We're not simply putting the current SAT on digital platform. We're taking full advantage of what delivering an assessment digitally makes possible with input from educators and students. We are adapting to ensure we continue to meet their evolving needs. So they pilot tested this in November a couple months ago. 80% of the students found it less stressful. 100% of educators reported a positive experience. So they want to reduce the stress. And one such move is allowing a calculator. We're going to talk about that. They also want to avoid bias from those with poor households, Black and Hispanic students. They say the high-stakes nature of this test means that those with more resources can afford to take expensive test prep courses. And that's the thing. I don't think it should be who could afford a test prep versus not. I agree with that. I don't think there should be, and I'm sorry, I know if you own a business, I know, I get that. You are helping a lot of people get into college, but here's my problem. If somebody is having that much problems, that many issues on a college entrance exam, and like, let's say they're trying to get to Harvard, and they're only getting a 1450 like I did, and they have to get a 1600, so they need to do whatever it takes to get that 1600 so they get, maybe they don't belong at Harvard. You know, maybe they're not going to then survive with the classes, because you can't be taking prep courses with every single class. On the flip side, you do have some people that aren't really good test takers. Having been involved in helping hundreds of students get through some of their boards, these are people that were destined to be doctors. They should be doctors, but there's a stupid test in the way. And I don't think that test is very representative. In fact, it's gotten canceled since then. But I think that test was very representative of them being a doctor. So I would help them get through it, figure out the nuances on how to perform as well as they can. Hopefully, I think they all ended up passing, and then they all ended up being able to graduate and do what they needed to do. But it was all that for a test. So I still want the SATs to exist. I want the SATs to be more fair. And, yeah, I don't think it's fair because, I couldn't afford a big, fancy, expensive test. It was just too much money. And they're really costly because parents would pay for that. I think there's got to be a better way than just wealthy people being able to take these extra, tests that show you tricks and things like that. Sharpened number two pencils no longer needed. And now we got calculators. So, whereas us Gen X's or baby boomers learned, you got to figure out a math problem on your own. We get that there's calculators, but you need to figure it out on your own. The problem is math now is so advanced. You have your sin, cos, tan, with your trig, and, now there's all these formulas and pi and things like that, that my SAT, you couldn't have a calculator anywhere. Now, I think there's 154 questions on the SAT. For the math section, there are some calculators allowed, some not. Now they're saying calculators allowed. So, although none of us have calculators, we have cell phones. So I wonder how that goes, because you really, I'm not sure, are allowed to have your cell phone in there. But they say they're going to shorten the SAT from 3 hours to 2 hours. More time per question will feature shorter reading passages with one question each. Will reflect a wider range of topics that represents the work students read in college. So good. At least they're evolving that. And then the test is going to go digital. And it'll be shorter. I think the score is still going to be 1600. And then, because currently it's 1600, but there's a reading, writing, math, and then there's an optional essay. Most people don't do the essay unless their college asks for it. But I want to caution educators on trying to make things easier. Don't use that term easier, because it's insulting. It's like, women are having struggles, and African Americans are having struggles, and minorities are having struggles. We got to make it easier. Okay, when you say that, you just discriminate, and you make it sound like you have to make it easier because we're stupid. No. You could say we're going to make it more practical. We're going to make it more accessible. But, they keep doing this where they're like, okay, well, we got to make it easier because minorities are having trouble. You just insulted, and I'm sorry, just because you're a minority does not mean you can't score well on an SAT. So I would suggest, and I do encourage the get practical questions that seem to be, not so esoteric that only Harvard people can answer. But calculators, I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. When the woman is sick, when the woman crashed my car, and made me feel free, free, free.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. USA Radio News. As Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin continues to set his agenda, including loosening of mask mandates, some Virginia school districts are playing hardball, suing Youngkin.
Seven school districts across Virginia are suing Governor Glenn Youngkin over his executive order that lifted mask mandates in schools across the state. Virginia AG Jason Myers joins Fox News and reminds everyone.
Well, listen, what the governor's executive order said is what he campaigned on, which is parents matter. And if you're a parent and you want your child to have a mask for 8 hours a day, that is absolutely your right. But the point of the executive order is recognize there are going to be other parents that come to a different conclusion.
The school districts claim that the governor's order violates the Constitution. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The James Webb Space Telescope reached its destination Monday, and so far, so good. Expect new images in late spring. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Here we are, what, 2 years in? Mask mandates still an issue. Mask mandates still controversial. Finally, we're supposed to get access to our N95s. And by the way, I've been at this conference. Have any of you gone to the pharmacy and gotten your free N95 masks? Did that work for you? How did that work out? How did they know you got yours and you weren't double dipping? I'd love to hear if you can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 877-DOCDALI. You know, because I've been advocating since the beginning, you know, give people proper masks. You can't force them to have it on their face. I got to tell you, I'm here at up in altitude, and I'm amongst a bunch of people who are pro-mask mandates. They have been ripping off their masks left and right because it's kind of hard to breathe when you're in upper altitude. And so I think the practicality of things is starting to set in where most of our masks were useless, which is something that, you know, we've been saying from the beginning. Maybe they provided a barrier from people spraying when they say it, but I think there's been so much false sense of security that I supported masks if they were the real masks. Give them the real good masks that have been proven to help keep, you know, the virus out. I've been wearing a KN95 because I got access to one. And I know it was made in China, so I'm not exactly sure how much I could trust it. But, I mean, you could just feel the difference in terms of the air limitation. I'm not saying that's wonderful, too. You all need to breathe. But, man, the stuff we've been putting on our face is thinner than thin. And I think COVID has had a field day. So what's happening legally? So if you look what's going on in New York, we're being told a New York judge has struck down the state's mask mandate 1 week before it was due to expire. He ruled the governor did not have authority to impose the rule without approval from the state legislator. So this is kind of a little similar to this vaccine mandate with OSHA, where the Supreme Court didn't necessarily say injecting somebody against their will or forcing them to lose their job and the ability to feed their family is unconstitutional. What they said is you kind of went, you know, beyond your reach. So a New York judge struck down the state's mandate a week before it was supposed to go in. The mandate was reintroduced by Governor Kathy Hochul in December 2021. State legislators had ruled in March that New York was no longer under a state of emergency. So that limited her and the health commissioner powers. I think they did that to stop, if I could remember, Cuomo from some of his emergency powers. So this meant that the new measures forcing New Yorkers to wear masks in all indoor spaces, carrying fines of up to $1,000 for those who do not comply, were unenforceable and now void. That's according to Judge Thomas Rademacher. So, you know, this, we're starting to see the legal, you know, while everybody was in chaos, it's like it's all about to save lives, it's all about saving lives, there was a, you know, lack of oversight. People got to do what they wanted. Doctors tried to speak out. Many got marginalized, and it was just an absolute mess. Now the legal system is starting to kind of look and go, okay, wait a second, you know, can we really look at this? You know, one group of individuals that got really marginalized were those with autism. People with autism, the majority do not like to have their breathing apparatuses or their breathing openings covered. Because remember, people with autism are smarter than the average population. So when you have a child or when you have an adult and you're telling them to put something over their nose and mouth, instinctively they're like, oh, hell no. Okay, this is not right. And so they're not able to fly. They're not able to go into restaurants. A lot of families with those with autism are like, well, we just avoid it because he won't wear a mask. And what are we doing here? Earlier this month, as you know, the Supreme Court blocked President Joe Biden's vaccination or testing mandate for large businesses because of OSHA's overreach. So what happens next? Well, Hochul, a Democrat, vowed to fight back, they said. We strongly disagree with this ruling. We are pursuing every option to reverse this immediately. She said, my responsibility as governor is to protect New Yorkers throughout this public health crisis, and these measures help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and save lives. But did they? That's the science we need. Okay, masks in indoor public places can work if they're the N95s. But if it's the stupid stuff that people are wearing, these gaiters and, you know, whatever else, then that's not, there's almost an argument that these mask wearers are spreading the virus more. You know, yeah, I did some mask kissies early on in the pandemic, went up to my friends, and I'm like, you know what, we're both in a mask. It is a legal way to kiss, so I did mask kissy. In fact, I was doing some mask kissies. I told my husband, I got some mask kissy so-and-so. It's like, you're stupid. But, I mean, that's what people are doing. They're doing stupid. Well, maybe not as stupid as me, but, you know, they have this false insecurity. They have these gaiters. They have these. I was sitting next to somebody yesterday, and you could see his lips move in his mask, and you could see the moist respiration. You know, yeah, maybe you might be minimizing COVID by a half a percent, but we really need the data. Now in Virginia. In Virginia, seven Virginia school boards are challenging the new GOP's governor executive order, Governor Glenn Youngkin, banning mask mandates while schools in a major Catholic diocese have been directed to follow it. So parents, schools, public officials, now, you know, at odds. So the school boards of Alexandria City, Arlington County, Richmond County, Fairfax County, Falls, Churches County, Hampton City, Prince William County filed a lawsuit with the Circuit Court for the County of Arlington on Monday, challenging the constitutionality of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order. So he banned mask mandates. If you want to wear a mask, you can. But he banned forcing children to put something on their face when they don't want to. Today's action, they say, is not politically motivated. These seven school divisions would welcome the opportunity to collaborate with the governor to ensure the safety and welfare of all students. The lawsuit is not brought out of choice, but out of necessity. So he was inaugurated January 15th. He campaigned heavily on the rights of school children's parents. He signed executive order on his first day in office, allowing parents and guardians to elect for their children not to be the subject of any mask mandate in effect at the school's child or educational program. So an opt-out. In August, Youngkin's predecessor, Democrat Ralph Northam, had issued a public health emergency order mandating masks in schools. Now, for some of you going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, how could he do that? That's going to spread COVID, not allowing mask mandates. Well, haven't we had mask mandates this whole time? And didn't Omicron still pass through? I can't tell you how many times I had patients say, yeah, somebody at work had COVID and they got it at work. And I'm like, do you guys wear masks at work? Absolutely. We are mandated to wear masks. Well, okay, there you go. People are still getting COVID despite the masks. Yes, I get if somebody doesn't have a mask, and sometimes I even get a little heebie-jeebies. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, gosh. You know, I just, you know, because, you know, I've always liked to keep away from people's breath because I don't want to smell it. And I don't, you know, knowing infectious disease, I've always wanted to keep away. But COVID kind of was the first time mask mandates came into play. But I got to tell you, come, you know, flu season next year or even with this year, I'm still not going to be standing too close to you guys, you know, and I might wear my masks every now and then. But I want the choice. I want the choice to take it off so I could breathe. And I think parents have that right. So maybe they will work together, maybe they won't. But, you know, when they say, look, you know, these masks mandates are what saves lives. Maybe they do. But all I know is Omicron wave came despite mask mandates. So if we have this big slew of COVID anyway in workplaces, in school, right, somebody either has to give people honest to God good masks, you know, or maybe rethink what we're doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked, have I watched the Dow drop over the last... Yes, I have. I have the Dow Jones drop pretty drastically. I'm not an economist, but I don't know if we are correcting for, you know, months of going up. I don't know if it's because of all the fears of what's going on. You know, it isn't not only Russia, But, you know, you have North Korea, I think, just launched their fifth missile test this month. Iran-backed militia, I believe, attacked a U.S. base in UAE. We have concerns, of course, about China and what they want to do. I think there were Russian naval exercises off of Ireland's coast. Oh, Ireland, not like that. Apparently, Ireland has this exclusive economic zone, and Russia planned to do naval exercises there. Ireland's foreign minister of affairs said they are not welcome or wanted right now. So, naval exercises were due to take place in February, about 149 miles off of Ireland's southwest coast. Right? Even though there should not be any issues right now between Ireland and Russia, I think it's just Russia trying to let them know, you know, we could be here, we could be there. If you're even thinking about stopping us with what we want to do with the Ukraine, then, you know, we have access to Europe fairly easily near Ireland. So it's, you know, it's, I think, yeah, they're playing with us, you know. Joe Biden, some people voted for him thinking he is going to be the foreign policy guru. He would be better than Trump. Others, maybe they didn't vote for him and he's in office and they're nervous. And as, you know, reporters have tried to ask questions, you would think in terms of this being such a huge issue, he would have responded, say, look, I get it. Yeah, I know we invited you here because we're talking about inflation and the economy, which is important as well. But listen, you know, if how I addressed it the other day isn't enough, I mean, I will have a press conference every day if you need, as it is an evolving situation. You know, I mean, obviously we can't tell you everything because, you know, we are probably getting our military ready. I'm hoping they are. But, you know, I understand you guys have questions. We want to be transparent. By the way, also, didn't Biden say that if anybody was being rude or bullying somebody else, they would get fired? So kind of when you call reporters stupid, say their questions are stupid or they're dumb sons of blanks, you're kind of not following your advice. But, you know, if I was Biden, I'd be like, look, you know, we have a very rapidly evolving situation. And I get that you guys need need insight. Jen Psaki, you know, her daily press conferences, I guess, leave a lot to be desired. So it's on me. It is on me to give you guys, you know, the scoop. And so, I'm here. Trump, Trump did things a different way. You know, Trump was a tough act to follow from a media standpoint and from a speech standpoint, not from a being an eloquent speaker by any means, because he wasn't very eloquent in his speech, but he was very direct. He's like, what do you want to ask? What? You know, and so at least you had more of him. You know, and access to him. Some people didn't like that, but for the media, it helped, especially when there were concerns. But then again, I don't think we've ever right now been in this position. North Korea launched two cruise missile tests on Tuesday for the fifth time this month. Iran-backed rebels launched a rocket attack on an airbase housing 2,000 soldiers on Monday, forcing the Patriot Defense System to swing into action. As far as I'm concerned, that's war. Two inbound missiles were knocked out of the sky. If you are trying to, if you're attacking our soldiers, that's an act of war. China's testing U.S. resolve over Taiwan and free passage to the South China Straits. They say to the extent that the U.S. has deployed two aircraft carriers now to the area to ensure that Beijing does not try to exploit the potential Ukraine invasion. And then now, what's going to happen with Russia? So there's been talk about, well, we've seen troops and tanks, barbed wire, snipers. We've been hearing that there's going to be these false flag operations. And I really, really think that Putin just wants to see, I think Putin is going to move forward. But I think the reason why we're getting all this warning, because some people are like, wait a second, don't they just do surprise attacks? Don't they, you know, what? I think he really wants to see where the U.S. is, where the West is. I mean, we're all scrambling with COVID and dealing with mask mandates, saying we need to save lives by protecting you. You know, we see a very divided, you know, struggling country. And then now economically, that if President Putin wants to seize control, you know, he sees an opportunity. Moscow watches our newscasts. They look at how we, like, proceed in terms of, you know, well, what are we going to do? I mean, rather than our media saying, look, okay, you know, you mess with one American, you mess with all of us, you mess with our allies, you mess with all of us. We have friends in high places, and they are going to flock to help Ukraine. It's not even going to go down. It won't happen. But that's not what we're getting. Right now, the news is talking about Biden saying, well, if it's a minor incursion. So, you know, I am concerned. You know, Moscow expanding, taking over Ukraine. Everybody's saying this invasion is imminent. You know, and in Russian media, they're already acting like, you know, it's a war. This is something that has built up. It has to be done because, of course, they need to have public support. I don't know how many people support. You know, Russian people might be afraid to say. But if you kind of watch what's happening in some of these other countries, you know, you and why the tensions, and it's like night and day. And America is fantastic in terms of us being able to have multiple points of view and us having freedom of speech. But what blows my mind, and I even brought this up with doctors, is how the hell are we so divided on things? I mean, you would think there'd be some common sense, common ground, all right? You know, we want to keep people safe. We don't want to waste resources. If somebody doesn't want the vaccine, donate it to a country or an underserved population that needs it. If somebody wants to work, let them work. You know, don't fire them, because they, you know, don't want to stick something in their body. If somebody's trying to expand on a country that has a right to exist, you know, and I get it. Everybody has different, we're a very, very diverse group of individuals. But you would think America as a whole would have American values. And this is something we're going to talk about. What are our American values? You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, so life. Does that mean the life of the fetus? Does that mean the life of, you know, somebody getting a shot? Does that mean are we all agreement on life in terms of liberty, freedom? Are we all in agreement of freedom? What about freedom of speech? Getting censored, getting vilified if you voted one side versus the another. It doesn't look like we have that. The pursuit of happiness. Somebody's trying to feed their family. Not even, it's just the pursuit to feed their family. And they're getting canned over a mandate. You know, so it looks to other countries that America, and trust me, America is not weak. Especially our military. Our military will kick your butt. But that's not what's being perceived. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.